40 years ago, 23-year-old County Clare man Patrick Nugent died in unexplained circumstances at the Bunratty Folk Park in County Clare. This morning, his remains will be exhumed as part of a renewed Garda investigation into his death. Mr Nugent worked as a banqueting manager at the park, and he was on duty on the 10th of February 1984 at an event to celebrate the 40th wedding anniversary of William and Chrissy Ryan. No one has ever been convicted in relation to his death. His family believes he was killed and his murder covered up. Joining us to discuss the latest revelations in this case is our Midwest correspondent, Cathy Halloran. And Cathy, will you remind us of some more of the background to this case and tell us a little bit about Patrick Nugent and what happened that night, at least as far as we know it?
Yes, good morning. 23-year-old Patrick Nugent, as you say, from Six Mile Bridge in County Clare. He was a banquet manager at that 40th wedding anniversary party for William and Chrissy Ryan in Bunratty in February 1984, which was attended by around 60 guests, including two off-duty Gardaí who were known to William and Chrissy Ryan. Now, Patrick Nugent was found with serious injuries in the yard outside that event at around 4 a.m. on the 11th of February, shortly after he went out to help the party host to bring gifts to his car. Mr. William Ryan, that host, who was head chef with Air Rianta at Shannon Airport at the time, would have been very well known in the region. He was actually charged with the manslaughter of Mr. Nugent and with dangerous driving at a trial the following year, but acquitted. Mr. Ryan is now deceased. Mr. Nugent's family have always believed that their son and brother died violently amid allegations it was not investigated adequately and that their brother and son was murdered and that there was a cover-up. In fact, the inquest into Mr. Nugent's death in 1985 found he had severe internal abdominal injuries consistent with being crushed or inflicted while he was in a crouched or squatting position. The inquest also heard from a staff member who was on duty that night who said Mr. Nugent's dying words to him were that he had been assaulted or that a man had clocked him. They were the words the witness used, and he was absolutely sure and certain that the victim had spoken those words. However, despite a long Garda investigation, an inquest and a judge-led inquiry completed in 2020, nobody has ever been convicted in connection with the death of Mr. Nugent. This is a matter of huge distress, obviously, Mary, to his family, who've been advocating for a fresh investigation for over four decades.
And the news breaking last night of an exhumation now. So what do we know about the course of the investigation from here?
Yes, well, Gardaí initiated a cold case review 2 years ago, and as part of that, the remains of Mr. Nugent will be exhumed today to be examined by a team of forensic experts to see if that examination alters, changes or provides new leads in the investigation into his death. His brothers, John and Martin, have welcomed the move, hoping it can shed new light on what has been a very difficult, long and torturous legal process to get justice for their brother. Now, the decision to dig up their brother's remains was a very difficult one, and one they faced with some reluctance. But they accept it's for the best, and it might shed any additional light on what they already know, or hopefully, as they say, provide some sort of breakthrough. They and their family solicitors have worked closely with Gardaí on the complicated logistics surrounding the exhumation, and they say they're appreciative of the Garda work on this cold case review so far. Defended by Belfast-based human rights lawyers KRW Law and solicitor Kevin Winters said a key part of the work of this team of experts will be tests undertaken on the bones of the deceased to see if it changes what they already know. He said they hope this historic investigative milestone will pave the way for a renewed investigative strategy, that's the way they put it. He said, Mr. Winter said, what happened that night has never been resolved and no one has ever been held to account after four decades. And that is a travesty of justice. Now, Gardaí at Shannon are conducting this fresh investigative review and they're making another appeal today for information from the public. They say there was an incident in the barn car park of Bunratty Folk Park in the early hours of that morning 40 years ago, during which Mr. Nugent was seriously injured, injuries which killed him. And with the passage of time, can anyone come forward with information that could bring this file to a close? and hopefully bring some closure and peace for the Nugent family.
And that's our Midwest correspondent, Cathy Halloran, who will have more updates on that story throughout the day. It is 8:15.